Next question is going to be Fabian, F-A-B-I-A-N, Haskin, H-A-S-K-I-N, born 11/29/64, 59-year-old gentleman, widow, doesn't smoke, doesn't but drinks alcohol, lives alone, is in need of pain management specialist. His regular pain management doctor is not able to continue seeing him at this time. Patient has a history of hypertension. Complains of neck pain, back pain, arm pain related to previous three motor vehicle accidents. COVID immunization, not in medication, Norco 10-325, Norvasc 5 milligram, lisinopril 20 milligram, an antidepressant, which he doesn't remember, and he's out of Neurontin 100 milligram TID and tizanidine 4 milligram BID. Surgery, injections in the back and neck mainly has been his procedures in the past. Allergy, iodine, and aspirin. Family history, mom died of some sort of cancer. Dad is 86 years old with dementia, lives with his sister. Social patient is considered disabled, has not worked for some time. He says he's in pain, 9 out of 10. Has an unsteady gait, has lost some weight. He's not driving at this time. He does not have a provider, but definitely could use one because of his pain and his disability. He has terrible dentition, which may be causing his weight loss as well. O2 sat 98%, pulse 64, respirations 18. Blood pressure is 140 over 80. Heart pulse, one pulse, there's two lungs, ronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment, 59-year-old gentleman with hypertension, controlled with history of chronic pain. I explained to the patient that he needs to find a different provider slash pain management specialist, and the fact that we could not provide him with pain medications on a home visit basis. Period. Next number is hypertension. Next number is anxiety. Next number is muscle spasm. Next number, status post three motor vehicle accident causing neck and back pain. Next number, status post multiple ESI. Next number, history of failed back syndrome. Thank you.